Apparently, vodka. People our age are getting colon cancer a lot.
Really?
Yeah, we're fucked.
I'm on a fast track.
Are you?
My butthole's a mess, yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, push out farts all day.
I've been farting bad lately.
Well, you, yeah.
I'm telling you, dude, my asshole is never, it's never clean.
Oh, God, yeah, you were saying this.
Never.
It's something you got to watch out for that.
What?
Having a messy butthole all the time, that sucks.
Who cares? It's over, dude.
Yeah, but it itches.
No, it's not. It won't get itchy for me. It gets really? Slick. It gets fucking, like, oily.
You have an oily butthole?
Sometimes I'll feel it. Right now, I'm good. I can just kind of, like, tell.
You
it's like 1 to 10.
Butthole.
It's like an unwiped ass is a 10. I'm lingering at, like, a 3 all the time. And that's comfortable.
Nice.
Yeah, the 7, dude, that's when it starts itching and burning.
Jeez. Do you always have a messy butt?
I guarantee if I wipe my ass right now, it's going to be like a marker running out of ink, dude.
Good God, dude.
It's not fully messy.
Do you have like shit streaks on your underwear?
It's like skid marks, but no, I don't. No, I don't have them. But
I don't buy
white underwear.
Yeah, I remember that as a child. Bacon First off, geezers always wear
white,
like, white fucking Speedos. What is that? Those are the most uncomfortable fucking underwear.
And they call them skid marks and bacon strips.
Yeah. I remember that as a kid. Always the laundry. My dad had shit stains in every single pair of underwear.
Dude, my dad used to walk around all the time in skibbies. Like, after 8 p.m., dude, he hit the skibs on. And he would come down. I had, like, my girlfriend over, and I was, like, sucking her tits. And he came downstairs, saw me sucking tits, and was like, knock it off. And it was like, I'm going to bed, and walked upstairs. His fucking little dong hanging out of his underwear. Hey, what are you doing?
I was you used to wear skibbies, right, when you were a kid?
Yeah. Yeah,
when you were a young boy, you wear
colored
skibbies.
Yeah.
Skibs.
Yeah.
And geezers hang on to that.
Dude, they just wear skivs.
I guarantee my dad still wears skivs.
I know. I think my dad might have like two pairs of boxer briefs. My sister's got them or something. But
Jesus Christ.
He's rocking those white skivvies. And he even says he'll give it like 3 streaks. And then he's like, all right, I got to ditch them. He shamelessly shits his pants. He does not. I'd be at work with him. We were like on a ladder and he'd be above me. And he'd fart on a ladder on the way up to a roof. And then we'd get on a roof. It'd be like 10 mph winds. And I'm like, dude, it fucking still stinks. He'd be like, I might have shit myself. And he'll just go down the ladder, come back up. And it's just like.
He's like a third grader.
He doesn't give a fuck. He's like, oh, man.
Oh, man.
He calls it drawing mud. He's like, I drew mud.
I fucking drew mud in third grade. I sharted at the end of the day. I fucking sharted as a young boy. In third grade, I remember it was right before the buses were coming.
You shart your pants?
I sharted.
Oh, no.
And it fucking stunk, dude. It fucking stunk. Holy fuck. And then I got home and told myself at dinner.
Oh,
my family dinner. They're like,
why'd you tell yourself?
I don't know.
You used to tell yourself.
I thought it would be
funny.
Oh, really? I used to always tell myself. If I did anything wrong, I told myself.
Jesus Christ.
But my dad was like, how was your day? And I was like, it was messy. I still get made fun of for that.
We used to play, did you ever play Smear the Queer when you were little?
Yeah.
We used to play, me and my cousin were playing one-on-one Smear the Queer in my front yard one time, and I fucking...
One-on-one? It's just fighting.
We're just tackling each other. And I nailed him in the stomach, and he shit his pants in my front yard. And he ran all the way home. He went to his house, and he comes out of the bathroom, and he's like, look, holding up his boxers, like, I shit my pants. And his mom comes in and fucking grounded him. He wasn't allowed out the rest of the night. His own shitty boxers
in
the kitchen.
I had this, one of my favorite games as a kid was, I had a pretty big backyard and a deck. And my mom played tennis, so we had this fucking trash can full of tennis balls.
Yeah.
And my dad would bring it out, put it on the porch, and we would run around in the backyard, and he would fucking throw them at us as hard as he could.
Holy fuck.
He had a fucking can.
That must have been so fun.
It was so fun. But at my birthday party, I was like, yeah, let's play the tennis ball game. So I had all these kids in the backyard, and my dad was up there drinking, throwing shit at us. And he fucking... I'll never forget it. This kid stopped and did like the hands on the side of his head.
Oh.
Like, nah.
He did moose ears.
He was just standing there with moose ears, and my dad fucking gunned one, and it connected on this kid's balls, right to his fucking balls, so hard. And the kid had to go home. He had to call his mom and pick him up, and he left my party. Because my dad hit him in the nuts with a tennis ball.
Whoa, give him moose ears.
He's standing there, this little pudgy fuck. Matt Krause got hit in the nuts with a tennis ball. I vividly remember him also saying, that's my family weak spot.
That's my family weak spot.
Oh, man.
Dude, he must have been moose ears, dropped to knee.
Oh, it was the best thing in the world.
Bright red.
It was the best thing in the world. Got fucking drilled in the balls.
Oh, my God.
My dad hit my cousin in the balls, too, doing that. It was funny, too, because he would do this thing, because he would try to hide under the porch. You could hide under there, and he couldn't throw
them
at
you.
But he figured out how to fucking bounce them. Like, he would lean over the railing and bounce them straight down. And he fucking gunned when it bounced and hit my cousin.
I saw someone get hit in the nuts with a paintball gun.
That's awesome.
We were playing paintball, and someone got shot right in the dick. My friend Del Grande, he got hit right in the fucking dick and dropped. And then, like, my cousin came up in between rounds. We were playing, like, an organized thing. He came up and point-blanked me right in the ass. Dude, it fucking hurt so bad. So I was all pissed off. The next game, like, it gets all foggy. You can't really see shit. Yeah. So I'm, like, crawling underneath. I'm like, dude, I think, like, no one knows where this place is. I'm in, like, a secret fucking, they don't know where I am. I'm going to fuck these guys up because I could see people milling around.
Yeah.
I come out of the bushes like fucking Rambo, and this was, like, from 5 feet, like, bah, 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 bah. And they're like, dude, we're fucking out, you dickhead. They're... I lit up. It was like some other like group playing that was out of the game, and I came out of the bushes like a wild man.
You didn't even know them?
They were just like, there was like multiple groups. I came out, I was like, pa, 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 pa. They were like, what the fuck? I ran back in.
And you ran back away. You didn't even talk to them.
I had a fucking full on face cover, dude. I was just like, peace. The one dude's mask was flipped up, too.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's so fun.
God, that's great. All right.